From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The International Court of Justice in The Hague opened hearings today on the barrier Israel is building in the West Bank. Palestinian representatives argued before the court that the 450-mile-long barrier is depriving them of the opportunity to create a viable, independent state. Israel says the barrier is a temporary anti-terror measure. The Israeli government doesn't recognize the court's jurisdiction, but encouraged protest demonstrations outside the courtroom. From The Hague, NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
The permanent Palestinian representative to the United Nations, Nasser al-Kidwa, opened the proceedings rejecting the Israeli claim that the purpose of the barrier is self-defense.
This wall is not about security. It's about entrenching the occupation and the de facto annexation of large areas of Palestinian land. This wall, if completed, will leave the Palestinian people with only half of the West Bank with an isolated, non-contiguous, walled enclaves.
Al-Kidwa said Palestinians have no objections per se to the barrier as long as it stands on Israeli and not on Palestinian land. In some places, the barrier now cuts several miles into the West Bank, separating people from their jobs, fields, schools, and hospitals. The Palestinian official dismissed Israeli claims that the barrier is a temporary measure to prevent suicide bombings.
If this were in fact the case, then Israel would have constructed the wall on its territory, along the armistice line of 1949, and not in departure of the line, and almost entirely in the occupied Palestinian territory.
Last December, the United Nations General Assembly decided to ask the International Court of Justice for an advisory opinion on the legality of the barrier after Israel ignored a resolution demanding the barrier be taken down. In a written argument, Israel claimed the court has no authority over the matter and said the dispute should be resolved through negotiations. The United States backs the Israeli position, while the European Union is also opposed to the court case on the grounds that it could make negotiations even more difficult. The final ruling will not be binding, but it could have a significant symbolic and political impact on world public opinion. In fact, the long festering Middle East dispute played itself out loudly today in the streets of The Hague.
Put Palestinian terror on trial! Put Palestinian terror on trial!
Several hundred pro-Israeli protesters gathered outside the Peace Palace. Relatives of victims of suicide bombings displayed posters of their loved ones. A large flatbed truck was loaded with the burned-out and mangled shell of an Israeli bus, blown up last month in a suicide bombing that claimed 11 lives. Israeli activist Zelig Feiner was told by a Dutch reporter that many people feel bringing the bus here was provocative and in bad taste.
Unfortunately, it's also provocative and in bad taste that a suicide bomber goes onto a bus and kills people are just on the way to a destination, just on the way to school and university. And unfortunately, when things like this provocative happen, we also have to do these provocative things in order to get the world to wake up to understand the threats of terrorism.
Nearby, Maya Joman said she believes the International Court of Justice is the wrong forum to discuss only one aspect of the Middle East conflict.
You need to talk why the fence is being built, why Israel is trying to protect itself. People are dying every day. We're afraid to take a bus. We're afraid to go out. We're trying to stop that. And the moment we will have no terror, there will be no question of a fence.
Fearing clashes outside the Peace Palace, Dutch officials scheduled different times for the protests. In the early afternoon, it was the turn of Palestinians and their supporters.
I see faces from Europe, from the Arab world, even from Israel itself, to support us in our struggle against this apartheid wall and this apartheid state.
Several hundred demonstrators waved Palestinian flags and chanted anti-barrier slogans. The hearings will continue tomorrow and Wednesday. A final ruling may come in weeks or even months. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.